Ladies and gentlemen, the following segment of the podcast is presented exclusively by Hillsdale College. For over 175 years, four purposes have defined Hillsdale's mission: learning, character, faith, and freedom. Thank you for listening, and my sincere appreciation to our brothers and sisters at Hillsdale for their great sponsorship.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Number 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Lots to cover, and we're going to walk through this one step at a time. One step at a time. Once again, the American Marxist movement creates turmoil for the country. Attacks another institution of this republic. Always shredding the Constitution. This time it's the Supreme Court. But it's actually been the Supreme Court for some time. The Democrat Party, which represents these forces, has been threatening the United States Supreme Court now for years. Its independence. Schumer threatened two justices for which he was never punished. They've threatened to pack the court with like-minded ideologues, and so forth and so on. So I want to get into this in some detail. What happened to the court, and quite frankly, Roe versus Wade and Casey and this whole area. The polls in Ohio are open for about another 90 minutes. My dear friends, and they are, and colleagues at Fox keep saying this is a referendum on President Trump. I have said the opposite. The liberal media have said this is a referendum on President Trump. I've said the opposite. Ohio, you're deciding who your nominee is going to be to serve in the United States Senate. President Trump is not running for the United States Senate. He's given you his opinion about who he supports, and he did it very late in the process because he was torn basically between a couple of candidates. Josh Mandel and J.D. Vance. I've come to a different conclusion. And that is that Josh Mandel, who I've known for years and who's been a true active conservative for years, would serve the best interests of freedom, security, the Constitution, and all that goes with it in the United States Senate. And he would be part of the Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, among others, constitutionalists in the Senate. I think this is very, very important. And from my perspective, J.D. Vance doesn't even have a record, a substantive record, on supporting the Tea Party movement, of which Josh Mandel was a part. Conservatism in any way, really MAGA country in any way. So we've reached different conclusions. That said, there's been this big push all over Fox, which, of course, I'm I'm part of Fox, as well as Westwood One, as well as all these other platforms I'm on, to promote J.D. Vance. It doesn't matter to me who endorses J.D. Vance. I'm giving you my opinion that Mandel is a true, proven conservative activist. And so if you're still listening to the program while you haven't voted yet, or you're on your way to voting, just think clearly about this. This is not a mandate on President Trump. And should J.D. Vance lose, I think that demonstrates further that it's not a mandate on President Trump. Why? Because people make decisions for themselves. They could easily vote for Donald Trump for president next time around, and having voted for Josh Mandel, because that's what I would do. And so you have a little over an hour to get to the polls and do your thing. I could be dead wrong, but it appears that turnout in Ohio is relatively light. Apparently it's raining. Weather's not great. So you constitutional conservatives out there who think as I do and have for decades, you have a chance to make a big difference. I don't know the outcome. I'm not on the ballot either. Just giving my opinion and letting you know you have a chance to make a big difference if you haven't voted yet. All right, let's get into this. When this story broke last evening, right after I left the air, Mr. Producer, right after the show was over, I predicted several things to my buddy Sean Hannity via texts, my wife and I and others. Number one, that this was all about politics. The person who leaked this wanted to make sure that the ultimate decision that the Supreme Court made, 5-4, highly likely to overturn a truly illegitimate decision, would be hijacked by the left as a political issue. They knew the media would support them for the most part, and they would push and push hard to get a legislative change. Number two, it would change the subject from inflation and gas prices as best as they could. And number three, they would try to destroy the Senate, having already destroyed aspects of the Supreme Court with the leak, as Bernie Sanders immediately came out and said, let's get rid of the filibuster rule, and you're hearing that now from the radical left. So they would destroy the Senate, destroy the court, just as they've destroyed the classroom in public education, and just as they have destroyed Title IX of the when it comes to athletics in public universities and colleges and public schools. Stare decisis, precedent, they say. We have 50 years of precedent with Roe versus Wade. Actually, 49, but who's counting? I can imagine the segregationists who supported Plessy versus Ferguson said the same thing when the court ruled separate but equal is equal. And over 50 years later, that precedent, stare decisis, was overturned by the Supreme Court in a decision called Brown versus Board of Education. That separate but equal is not equal. The court is made up of human beings, flesh and blood. Some of them are heavily affected by the politics of the day. And sometimes they have to correct themselves. The Korematsu decision, where the court upheld FDR's imprisonment and internment of 120,000 Japanese Americans and Americans of Japanese descent. That had to be reversed too. And there are other cases, of course. Slavery. That had to be reversed as well. And it was, eventually, by a civil war, amendments to the Constitution, and subsequent rulings by the court. So stare decisis and precedent is not what is the most compelling aspect when you're looking at a case. The Constitution is. And if an initial decision and subsequent decisions are illegitimate and are not based on the Constitution, then so is the precedent in stare decisis. If this draft holds, we finally have five justices with the guts to fix a decision that was wholly political. So you have to look at this in two ways. One, the leak, and two, the substance. The person who leaked this, as I said on Fox and Friends this morning, and as I said to my buddy Hannity last night, and my wife and I discussed it, doesn't really care if they're a lawyer about their law degree. They've made a calculation that the history books are written by the left and that they will be celebrated by the New York Times, which they adore, and to the rest of the media. They will be celebrated by the Democrat Party as civil rights icons that they stood up against a court that doesn't look like America. When you push that kind of language, when you embrace critical race theory, you reject all the norms and traditions when it comes to American institutions. The ends justify the mean. Because the country is, by definition, illegitimate. Didn't start in 1776. It really started in 1619 and all the rest. Regardless, there's absolutely nothing in the federal Constitution that supports the two big abortion cases, Roe versus Wade and the so-called Casey decision out of Pennsylvania. Nothing. It's made completely out of whole cloth, and the majority decision was written by a justice named Harry Blackmun, who was one of the least intelligent justices. He was a very insecure man, according to Bob Woodward and Scott Armstrong in their book, The Brethren. And this became his legacy in this decision. But Blackmun had a result that he wanted. His wife was extremely influential on pressuring him, as were his daughters. And so he came to the conclusion that the state laws needed to be wiped out. Now he needed a rationale. He needed a rationale. And so when you read this opinion, which the vast majority of those who support Roe versus Wade have not read, the vast majority have not read it. It's a long decision. You'll see it's his approach to the history of life, to the history of abortion, to the history of the right to privacy. Blackmun felt that the right of privacy, wherever it comes from, includes the right to abortion. The problem is abortion involves another party, the baby. That's why the so-called right to privacy that may apply to so many other aspects of the culture doesn't apply so neatly, isn't so black and white when it comes to abortion. Privacy doesn't answer the question. And he wrote in part in Roe versus Wade, the Constitution does not explicitly mention any right of privacy. In a line of decisions, however, the court has recognized that a right of personal privacy or a guarantee of certain area or zones of privacy does exist under the Constitution. In varying contexts, the court or individual justices have indeed found at least the roots of the right in the First Amendment, in the Fourth and the Fifth Amendments, in the penumbras of the Bill of Rights, in the Ninth Amendment, or in the concept of liberty guaranteed by the first section of the 14th Amendment, that would be due process. These decisions make it clear that only personal rights that can be deemed fundamental or implicit in the concept of ordered liberty are included in this guarantee of personal privacy. They also make it clear that the right has some extension to activities relating to marriage, procreation, contraception, family relationships, and child rearing and education. So Blackmun felt, you really don't have to look any further. This isn't so much a legal issue. And he seemed to write a new federal statute in Roe versus Wade. But what's interesting is today, the Democrats have gone well beyond Roe versus Wade. Abortion up to the last second. Partial birth abortion. That's not supported by Roe versus Wade or Casey. States have made these decisions. So apparently the way the left thinks is states can make decisions on their own if they go further than the Supreme Court and further than the federal government in their extremism. If states want to pull back because of the views of the population of a particular state, South Carolina is not California. And Pennsylvania is not New York. Pennsylvania is a very conservative social slash cultural history. That's not the way it's to be done, according to the left. Now, I've just started. I want you to stick with me. There's a lot more to get into, and I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Folks, it's no secret that Americans are more divided than ever, and it's not just over what policies will improve our great country. No, it's over whether America is great at all, whether America deserves our love. That's why Imprimis, Hillsdale's Digest of Liberty, is so important. Imprimis looks at the issues of the day from a constitutional perspective, reminding citizens always of our great heritage of liberty. For 50 years, Imprimis has featured speeches given at Hillsdale events by the smartest conservative thinkers and writers. These days, Hillsdale publishes people like Victor Davis Hanson, Molly Hemingway, and Chris Rufo. Over 6.2 million American households and businesses receive Imprimis absolutely free, and I urge you to sign up for it today at absolutely no charge. I always look forward to receiving my copy of Imprimis. My friends at Hillsdale and I want you to have a free subscription as well. To get your free subscription, go to LevinForHillsdale.com right now, L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. If somebody says to you, look, I'm a conservative but a social liberal, what does that have to do with anything? It's the court's job to interpret and apply the Constitution and the law. And I'm a liberal, so I support abortion on demand. The court is saying, if you're a liberal and you support abortion on demand, then fight for it in your state. That's not our job. That's not our role, if that's what you believe. And then people say, well, that means we'll have a checkerboard approach to abortion. We have a checkerboard approach to lots of stuff, the death penalty and so forth. That's the whole point of the 10th Amendment and federalism. And state sovereignty. And you have mobility. If this is really a big, big issue for you, you can move. But that said, we don't seem to have a problem moving illegal aliens all over the country by planes and trains and buses and cars to settle them throughout the United States. Come across the border in Arizona and Mexico, in Texas, and they're sent to Maine and Florida and so forth. There will be organizations that would be more than happy to take people who want abortions to neighboring states if they're prohibited. Not per se, but in certain instances. So that argument doesn't fly either. Folks, it's no secret that Americans are more divided than ever, and it's not just over what policies will improve our great country. No, it's over whether America is great at all, whether America deserves our love. That's why Imprimis, Hillsdale's Digest of Liberty, is so important. Imprimis looks at the issues of the day from a constitutional perspective, reminding citizens always of our great heritage of liberty. For 50 years, Imprimis has featured speeches given at Hillsdale events by the smartest conservative thinkers and writers. These days, Hillsdale publishes people like Victor Davis Hanson, Molly Hemingway, and Chris Rufo. Over 6.2 million American households and businesses receive Imprimis absolutely free, and I urge you to sign up for it today at absolutely no charge. I always look forward to receiving my copy of Imprimis. My friends at Hillsdale and I want you to have a free subscription as well. To get your free subscription, go to LevinForHillsdale.com right now, L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com.
This is the Ministry of Truth, the Mark Levin Show. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
The New York Times, by some mechanism, determined that should this leaked first draft relating to Roe and Casey become actual Supreme Court majority decision, it would reduce abortions by 13% in this country. That, of course, is intolerable to the radical left. I just want people to understand it does not eliminate abortion. It does not eliminate federal funding for abortion. It does not eliminate federal law providing for abortion. It does not eliminate states providing for abortion. But that's not good enough for the left. Not good enough. And the freedom to choose has nothing to do with the moral issue. And the freedom to choose didn't exist when it came to vaccines and masks. So the left has no real moral barometer. No real moral barometer. So a friend of mine who is in a gay marriage says to me, I'm really worried about what's going to happen now. And one of the reasons he's worried is because Joe Biden made statements today that are utterly pathetic and irresponsible. Utterly pathetic and irresponsible. Here's an example. Cut three, go.
First of all, I just got a call saying that it's been announced that it is a real draft, but it doesn't represent who's going to vote for it yet. I hope there are not enough votes for it. It's the main reason why I worked so hard to keep Robert Bork off the court. It reflects his view almost was, anyway. Look, the idea that it concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Where does the opinion say that? Where does it say that? They basically say, hey, this isn't a federal issue. Where does it say that? Nowhere. I wish it were the case, but that's not the way the world works. Because there's another party here, the baby. Go ahead.
Supreme Court decision, case number one. But even more, equally as profound, is the rationale used.
Right.
And
right.
It would mean that every other decision relating to the notion of privacy is thrown into question.
So what's happening now is he and the Democrats and their media are trying to exploit women and exploit this issue. Women, I want you to understand something. They pretend to support you because they are abortion fanatics. They couldn't even define what a woman was a few weeks ago. Now they talk about a woman's right to choose. But when their nominee to the Supreme Court was asked to define a woman, she needed a biologist. And when it comes to equal rights and women in sports under Title IX, they've destroyed it. They're not looking out for women. They're trying to exploit this issue. They're exploiting women. They're exploiting womanhood. That's what they're doing. They don't believe in privacy. They believe in surveillance, data collection, compelling you to do things against your will and perhaps against your interests. They don't believe in privacy. Now, I want to read you something that comes right out of the opinion that was leaked, right out of the first draft. I want you to listen to this. You just heard what Joe Biden did and what he tried. It's called this privacy right. I wrote all about it in Men in Black, my first book, as I wrote about Roe v. Wade and Lawrence versus Texas and all these other decisions you don't need to know about. I'm just telling you. a line of decisions the radicals in the court developed and put together to create a right to privacy. Except, of course, when the left doesn't want you to have a right to privacy. Here is what Alito wrote in this draft decision. It's there for every reporter to read, every politician to read, but they don't care. This is an exploitation. Quote, unable to show concrete reliance on Roe and Casey themselves, the Solicitor General, that's the top lawyer for the Biden administration, suggests that overruling those decisions would, quote, threaten the court's precedents, holding that the Due Process Clause protects other rights. And what they mean by that are privacy rights and marriage rights and everything else he just mentioned. So what does Alito say in what would be a majority opinion if it's carried through? That is not correct for reasons we have already discussed. As even the Casey plurality recognized, quote, abortion is a unique act, unquote, because it terminates, quote, life or potential life, unquote. It is inherently different from marital intimacy, marriage, or procreation. And to ensure that our decision is not misunderstood or mischaracterized, we emphasize that our decision concerns the constitutional right to abortion and no other right. Nothing in this opinion should be understood to cast doubt on precedents that do not concern abortion. Could it be any clearer, Mr. Producer? Has nothing to do with same-sex marriage. Has nothing to do with procreation. Nothing to do with any of it. They couldn't be clear. So why are the media and the Democrats and Biden ignoring this? Because they have to. Folks, in some ways, this decision is monumental. In other ways, it's inconsequential. It's monumental because it reverses a stain placed on the Constitution by activist justices. The Roe decision was written and voted on by men. Did I mention that? Men. That said, the court could not be clearer. So they want people who are gay, they want all kinds of people to get all upset and worked up. There's no reason to. This has nothing to do with you. They want women who feel that abortion is a right and a choice, to be upset. Depending on the state, it's still a right and a choice. And if you live in a state that says it's not, you can travel to another state. That's the genius of our constitutional system and the 10th Amendment. That's the genius of the system. What the court did in Roe versus Wade and then later Casey is they destroyed that. The reason why this has been for so long a civil society is because states have different approaches to things like criminal law, civil law, taxes. States have different approaches. If you don't accept that, then the death penalty should exist in every state or not exist in every state. We can't have a patchwork, according to some Democrat senators. That's the whole point of the Constitution, to have a patchwork. That's the whole point. Now, let me ask you another question. Who stated the following, and I quote, Roe halted a political process that was moving in a reform direction and thereby prolonged divisiveness and deferred stable settlement of the issue. Who is that? Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 1992 in an interview published in the New York University Law Review. She argued that Roe halted a political process, I'm quoting, that was moving in a reform direction and thereby, I believe, prolonged divisiveness and deferred stable settlement of the issue. Well, that's exactly what it did. It's exactly what it did. There's simply no question about it. So the Democrats, once again, are involved in exploitation. They are promoting abortion. They're not defending rights. They're promoting it. They're ignoring the science. The science tells us that's a baby. You know, Roe versus Wade sets up a trimester model. It legislates. They actually write it. The first trimester is a pure choice because they wrote back almost half a century ago that the fetus is not viable on its own. The second trimester is more ambiguous. But again, the state has an interest in the second trimester, but it's not the final interest. And then in the third trimester, the state has the primary interest. Abortion is essentially not a right, except for medical reasons. Tell me, is that the position of the state of California? No. Is that the position of the state of New York? No. Is that the position of the state of New Jersey? No. Is that the position of the state of Illinois? No. These dark blue states, the same ones that were pushing people into nursing homes with the highest death rates of the elderly, their position is screw Roe. That's just guidance. Abortion on demand. We literally had a Virginia governor, a Democrat, Northam, who had talked about post-birth abortion. Basically, euthanasia. This is a severe decline in a culture. I mean, Roe versus Wade is the base point. It's the starting point. And nobody objects to this. What about that human life? Follow the science. Clearly, that's a human life. Clearly, that life can live outside the womb. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The science doesn't matter. Humanity doesn't matter. The fact that there's a second party involved doesn't matter. It's a civil right and a choice. Don't follow the science, but wear a mask. The ends justify the means. That's where they are. And so they're out there lying. Joe Biden's lying. Joe Biden was always a very stupid man, even when he had his wits. He was always a very stupid man. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Folks, it's no secret that Americans are more divided than ever, and it's not just over what policies will improve our great country. No, it's over whether America is great at all, whether America deserves our love. That's why Imprimis, Hillsdale's Digest of Liberty, is so important. Imprimis looks at the issues of the day from a constitutional perspective, reminding citizens always of our great heritage of liberty. For 50 years, Imprimis has featured speeches given at Hillsdale events by the smartest conservative thinkers and writers. These days, Hillsdale publishes people like Victor Davis Hanson, Molly Hemingway, and Chris Rufo. Over 6.2 million American households and businesses receive Imprimis absolutely free, and I urge you to sign up for it today at absolutely no charge. I always look forward to receiving my copy of Imprimis. My friends at Hillsdale and I want you to have a free subscription as well. To get your free subscription, go to LevinForHillsdale.com right now, L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com.
The science
tells us that those little babies in the womb can feel pain, have emotions, can hear what's happening outside the room. But in order to follow the insanity of the left, of the Schumers, the last time I checked is a male. Of course, I couldn't check completely. Who knows? It's not a choice. It's not a bologna sandwich. And it's about time we stop pretending otherwise in order to accommodate the radicals in this country. And this leak from the Supreme Court of a draft opinion is the first time in American history, despite what some of these fools are writing. It's the first time in American history. And I would say this to Politico, senior legal affairs reporter Josh Gersten. You're a disgusting disgrace. You ran with this. You didn't run with a Hunter Biden laptop because you wanted Biden to win. You and your phony news organization, you censored that. You covered it up. You've taken sides in this culture war, in this society, and you pretend otherwise. You don't believe in freedom of the press. Not even close. I will be on Hannity tonight, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You folks in Ohio, you have 35 minutes to vote. So if you can, head to your precincts. And I think Josh Mandel would be a superb conservative constitutionalist in the United States Senate. I don't think he'd have to worry about or wonder if he's going to hold the line. He's demonstrated that he will. He's not a come lately. He's not being financed by a billionaire. He didn't spend most of his career in San Francisco. He's a patriot. You'll decide. This is not an election about Ted Cruz or me or Mike Lee or Donald Trump. You're voting on your senator, the person who you can rely on to represent you when the pressure's on. When the pressure's on. He's not owned by anybody. So I just want to mention that. There's a lot more we have to get into here. Joe Biden never mentioned the leak. The Democrats are not concerned about the leak at all. At all. Why? Because they are destroying our institutions. They're destroying our school systems and the classrooms, education, by trying to indoctrinate your children, whether it's critical race theory, that is racism, whether it is transgenderism and other aspects of sexuality at a young age. They've destroyed our immigration system with millions of people coming here. They've destroyed our economy with inflation. They've destroyed energy independence. They want to destroy the Senate by eliminating the filibuster rule. They've been wanting to destroy the Supreme Court. And that's precisely what they're doing. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. This is what I have been trying to tell the Republicans, whether behind this microphone or on television, and certainly in my book, American Marxism. They have no idea what's swirling around them. the opponents, that is the Democrats, are trying to destroy the country. They have the media behind them. They have academia behind them. They have entertainment behind them, with some rare exceptions. They're trying to take down the country. Even 1776 has become controversial. No, it's 1619, don't you know? And the Constitution only matters if they can interpret it in a way that rejects its own history and abides their Marxist agenda. The entire founding of the nation is illegitimate. And so that means these institutions are illegitimate, unless, of course, they do what these people want them to do. Chuck Schumer has been a poison, a cancer in the body politic since he entered it. And his comments today were loathsome. Loathsome as they try to exploit this. Susan Collins is a fool. Susan Collins, like Murkowski and the others, she doesn't care about the country so much. She cares about her image. And so the first thing she says is she was misled during the hearings of Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Like this is about Susan Collins. No, it's not about you, Senator. Washington Examiner, Susan Collins, a key centrist. She's not a centrist. In Congress's upper chamber said, the leaked draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court will rule to overturn Roe versus Wade indicates Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh misled lawmakers during their confirmation processes. So here you have this Republican who's now undermining further the credibility of the Supreme Court. A Republican. She won't be admonished by Mitch McConnell. She'll be protected by Mitch McConnell. If this leaked draft opinion is the final decision and this reporting is accurate, it would be completely inconsistent with what Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh said in their hearings and our meetings in my office. Obviously, we won't know each justice's decision and reasoning until the Supreme Court officially announces its opinion in the case. A good judge will consider it as precedent of the United States Supreme Court, worthy of treatment as precedent like any other, Gorsuch said in 2017. Kavanaugh made similar comments in 2018. So what? A new case comes before them with a new set of facts. I mean, does Susan Collins think Plessy versus Ferguson was good law just because it was precedent for over half a century? Just because the Supreme Court ruled, does she think Dred Scott was a good decision? How about Korematsu? How about a ton of decisions coming out of the Supreme Court? It's amazing, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? We can't revisit decisions that Susan Collins agrees with. But they said they believe in precedent. You can believe in precedent. You can even believe in precedent in this case. But a new set of facts come before the court. That's the way it works. New information. And justices change. Susan Collins never condemns any justice who moves from right to left. She's a fool. Senator Chuck Schumer asserted that he plans to bring a version of the bill codifying Roe to the floor in the wake of the news. Of course. But I insist that the left stop calling it a woman's right to choose. If their nominee and now sitting in wait, Supreme Court justice won't define a woman. Stop telling us you're defending a woman's right to choose. You're not a biologist. Stop telling us you're defending a woman when you're attacking Title IX and women's sports. Stop telling us you're defending a woman when you're destroying womanhood. It's time to start calling these people out. Stop telling us to follow the science when you refuse to follow the science. We should all at least agree, should we not, that when you follow the science, there's a lot of abortions taking place in this country where the baby would in fact survive outside the mother's womb. This was a core argument in Roe versus Wade. Where do you stand on that, Susan Collins? And why don't you, for once, Susan Collins and your ilk, show us exactly the passage, the line, the wording in the Constitution that justifies this. Just show it to us. Meanwhile, the loudest mouths on this are attacking your freedom of speech, which actually is in the Constitution in the First Amendment. It's in black and white. It's right there. Oh, you're too much of a purist. What's the problem with a misinformation, disinformation governance board at the Department of Homeland Security? Obama. Disinformation kills people, he tells us. Well, abortion definitely kills people, Obama, you nitwit. And the facts don't matter. I can read this paragraph from this first draft that was leaked over and over and over again. Rolito writes, this has nothing to do with any other issues, any other rights, marriage, marital intimacy, that is privacy and so forth. And it won't matter because it doesn't serve the Democrat narrative. It doesn't serve the radical narrative, which is now to destroy this institution. We can't change it. We can't add justice to it. We can't depend on it like we can other courts in this country, like the Democrat courts throughout our cities. So we must destroy it. So they leak this first draft. And you know the Democrats aren't calling it a first draft. You know what they're calling it, Mr. Producer? A report. It's not a report. It says it's a first draft. And so all day long, all night long, all weekend long, this will be the issue. This is how the Democrats do it. This is how they do it. The Democrat Party as an institution hates America, whether it supported slavery, segregation, Jim Crow. Now it's moved from that to Marxism against Americanism. The Constitution's illegitimate. Our founding's illegitimate. Everybody's a white racist who doesn't agree with them, whether you're white or not. They are destroying this country, and intentionally so. Because that's what the Democrat Party does. That's what it does. It rejects our founding. It rejects our founding documents. And by the way, that's what the New York Times does. And let me tell you a little secret. I wasn't going to tell you this. The backbenchers, they steal a lot of stuff, including ideas and guests. You know what? I'm going to hold off. I'll tell you about it Thursday, what I'm doing on Sundays, Life, Liberty, and Levin. Here we have Bloomberg. Abortion rights to reshape election with Roe precedent at risk. Abortion rights? Abortion rights? Does this outlaw abortion, this decision? Of course not. It just says it's not a federal role. The New York Times says, let me reverse this. 87% of the abortions that have taken place, that kind of a figure statistic will continue. That is almost 9 out of 10, 90%. Think about that. And yet they want you to believe that this court is nuts. This court is following the rules. Following the rules. The other courts have not. Now, here's Senator Lisa Murkowski. She's running in a primary, and she's backed 100% by Mitch McConnell, who's pouring millions of dollars into her race through the Republican committee. And you folks in Alaska need to throw her out. Listen to this. Cut seven. Go.
I really find it shocking that that this would happen. I understand it is unprecedented. Second point is, Roe is still the law of the land. We don't know the direction that this decision may ultimately take, but if it goes in the direction that this leaked copy has indicated, I will just tell you that it rocks my confidence in the court right now.
So if the court doesn't deliver the opinion she wants, her confidence in the court is rocked. Further, she and Collins, and I'm sure others on the Republican side, are joining with the Democrats and the leaker to destroy the independence of the Supreme Court of the United States. So now they're going to try and eliminate the filibuster rule in the Senate, just a matter of time. They're going to try and pack the Supreme Court. They're going to try and degrade the Supreme Court. And if they can't own these institutions, if these institutions cannot work for the benefit of the Democrat Party and these various Marxist movements, they seek to destroy them. They fall back on critical race theory. They seek to destroy them. That's what they plan to do. They really have no concern about this leak, changing the words and all the rest. They really have no concern about it. The damage it's done to the Supreme Court. Here's Schumer. Actually, I don't have time. After the break, we'll continue. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Stop paying for Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile social initiatives. Stop paying for their thousands of retail stores across the country that you never go to. Stop paying for their added perks that you never use. Pure Talk doesn't charge you for any of that garbage. Instead, they give you excellent 5G coverage on the same 5G network as one of those big guys. For half the cost, the average family saving over $800 a year. Now, I made the switch, and it's the best decision you'll ever make. You can keep your number, keep your phone, or get great deals on a new phone, like a Samsung Galaxy 5G for less than $2 a month. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. Or choose unlimited data, and you'll still save a fortune. Go to puretalk.com and enter promo code Levin Podcast, L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code Levin Podcast. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. All right, let's use our brains here for a minute. You have a political entity that embraces the most radical elements of this Marxist movement, that attacks the founding of the nation and says the nation was founded to promote slavery. And that what flows from that is in every instance, in every conceivable way, that was the purpose of the nation. And the nation has been a white dominant nation that embraces white supremacy. All laws, therefore, need to be viewed through the lens of white racism, injustice, inequality. All institutions that have been created. The founding document of the United States, the Declaration. The Constitution of the United States. These documents are illegitimate because they were created by these people who did not embrace all people. Now, fast forward to today. This same political party that embraces that viewpoint is not officially schizophrenic. It is diabolical. and it doesn't care about its inconsistencies. They despise the Constitution of the United States, which limits their power to destroy this country or to remake it in some image. And they attack the institutions created by that Constitution. And yet when they get decisions they like, they support that Constitution. This is exactly what I mean. They hate the country. The United States of the Democrat Party. That's what they want. It's their way or no way. Literally. Whether it's health care, our voting system, our borders, whatever it is. Our institutions are illegitimate. Our founding is illegitimate. And whenever they lose an election or they lose a case or they're proven wrong, it's because the system is illegitimate and you're racists. So that's what we've got going here. Abortion on demand. Why are they so obsessed with abortion on demand? Because they think it will win them votes in the suburbs with wealthy or upper middle class women. They think the suburbs will be appalled by this. And so they furthermore try to extend a ruling that's not extended to gay marriage, to the so-called right of privacy and contraception, that all these are going to fall. None of them are going to fall. The majority draft even says so. Doesn't matter. Other than me, has anybody read that paragraph on air today, on radio or TV? No, I doubt it. Joe Biden goes on about all these fundamental rights are going to be lost. The legal analyst on CNN said the same thing. I don't even think she read this draft. You watch The View. Who goes to The View for a judgment? And they're playing Joy, what's her name? What is her name, Rich? Joy Behar. She says, this could reverse Brown versus Board of Education. What the hell is she talking about? It doesn't matter. And so people who are unfamiliar with these decisions, most of us, right? Who don't read these decisions and so forth, but watch the common culture that's put out there by these media corporations. Brown versus Board of Education might be reversed. No, it won't be. Has nothing to do with it. I'll be right back. Oh, I thought I was done. Oh, I've got 30 more seconds. I'm sorry. I misread the break. Anyway, you're hearing all the lies and all the propaganda. The same media that pushed Russia collusion. The same media that covered up the Hunter Biden laptop. My fear is, though, that there's millions and millions of Americans who just don't know any better. These institutions are being burned down by the Democrat Party and these Marxists. I'll be right back. Stop paying for Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile social initiatives. Stop paying for their thousands of retail stores across the country that you never go to. Stop paying for their added perks that you never use. Pure Talk doesn't charge you for any of that garbage. Instead, they give you excellent 5G coverage on the same 5G network as one of those big guys for half the cost. The average family saving over $800 a year. Now, I made the switch, and it's the best decision you'll ever make. You can keep your number, keep your phone, or get great deals on a new phone, like a Samsung Galaxy 5G for less than $2 a month. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. Or choose unlimited data, and you'll still save a fortune. Go to puretalk.com and enter promo code Levin Podcast, L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code Levin Podcast. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Mark Levin.
Making conservatism great again. Dial in now. 877-381-3811.
So we'll be monitoring as best we can. We're on multiple sites. What's going on in Ohio? They actually start counting the ballots today, the good old way. It's a very well-run state. It's a very well-run election system. You know, it's not like what they've done in New York and California, and they've messed up so many of these states purposely. We shall see. Chuck Schumer at a press conference on Capitol Hill today. This is a very sleazy, poisonous hack. Cut 8, go.
This is a dark and disturbing day for America. Last night, a report came out that a conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court is ready to overturn Roe v. Wade.
By the way, doesn't this all seem highly coordinated to you, Mr. Producer? Hugely, right? There's a leak. They all call it a report. They're all saying the same thing. They're having multiple press events. People are showing up almost immediately, demonstrating at the Supreme Court with signs that look like they're manufactured. Some handwritten, many not. Something stinks here. I smell a rat. Oh, it's Schumer? Okay, go.
Decades of precedent affirming a woman's right to an abortion.
What's a woman? Can you define a woman, Schumer? You're not a biologist. A woman's right to an abortion. Whatever your position is on that, a woman will still be able to get an abortion. Period. As long as there's one state that permits abortion, and they permit abortion right up to the end, like California, New York, so forth, you can Google it and find out yourself, a woman will be able to get an abortion. But the federal constitution does not sanctify that. And we do not sanctify justices who break the law by pretending it does. Roe versus Wade was a lawless decision. Go.
Hard not to feel angry, troubled, and deeply disturbed about what overturning Roe would do to women across America.
Wouldn't do anything. Even the New York Times says about 90% of the abortion numbers would continue. Go ahead.
States have laws or constitutional amendments in place that would outlaw abortions should the Supreme Court invalidate Roe. Over 80 million women live in those states.
Now, why? Are 80 million women seeking abortions in those states? And the women live in those states? Why is Chuck Schumer trying to compel and project his viewpoint into those states that he doesn't represent? Go ahead.
Report is accurate. The decision would be an abomination, an abomination.
All right, so there he is, trashing the court, undermining its credibility. He doesn't care. Now, let me swing back to Ohio, and we're going to do this for the next hour or so. The one concern that I have had, and I don't have any numbers yet, is that with President Trump endorsing Vance late in the game and Mandel having the mantle of the conservative throughout most of the campaign, that what might happen here is the vote would be split among conservatives and MAGA supporters, letting this guy Matt Dolan, who is the establishment Republicans' favorite candidate, slip in with a minority of the vote. This is one concern I have. And I've had this concern. So I hope that doesn't happen. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope people know what they're doing. More Chuck Schumer. Cut 9. Go.
Of course, Republicans have sought this outcome for years. So you'd think they'd be celebrating such a decision, but they aren't. No, this morning, Republicans are shamefully scrambling scrambling to try and distract from the main issue.
They're trying to distract from the main issue, which is a leak. That's what he's saying. He has absolutely no concern about that institution, the Senate, the nomination process, nothing. He has no concern whatsoever about the damage to the institution. None. Go ahead.
They're spending all their focus on the leak because they don't want to talk about Roe v. Wade, where they know they're on the wrong side of history and on the wrong side of American people.
Well, I'm a little
people.
Perplexed by the idiocy of your own statement. You said Republicans have sought this outcome for years, right? And then you say they don't want to talk about it. It's not a final decision. Republicans are angry that these institutions are coming under attack. And the Marxists, who make up such a significant percentage now of the Democrat Party, could give a damn. Go ahead.
Let me say it again. Republicans are spending all their focus on the leak because they don't want to focus on Roe v. Wade, where they know they're on the wrong side of history.
I said it this morning on Fox and Friends. I texted it to my buddy Hannity last night as well. They're going to turn this unethical, if not criminal, leaker into a celebrity who will be celebrated throughout the media, law schools, and Hollywood. That's where they're going with this. And they may well know who it is by now. Go ahead.
Side of the American people. Try as they might, they can't distract from the truth. The blame for this decision falls squarely on Senate
Republicans. There's no blame for this decision. If this is the decision, it's the right decision. Is his affectations and voice getting more and more ear-piercing, Mr. Producer? Go ahead.
Who spent years pushing extremist judges and justices while claiming this
There's
day...
There's not a single extremist judge or justice that the Republicans have pushed. Not one. You just succeeded in getting one confirmed to the United States Supreme Court, who won't even define a woman, even though she's a woman. And you're blubbering on about women's rights when you won't even define a woman. You're insane, you and that whole crap party of yours. Go ahead.
Come. But come it has.
Come it has. Finally, cut 10, go.
To the American people, I say this. The elections this November will have consequences because the rights of 100 million women are now on the ballot.
No, they're not. There's not 100 million women who support abortion. There's not 100 million women who live in the same place. You don't represent those women. And it's about damn time, ladies and gentlemen, that those of us who believe in law and order and the Constitution, those of us who embrace faith, not these radical elements, speak out and tell Schumer, you don't represent 100 women, 100 million women. You don't represent 100 million women. Who the hell do you think you're talking for, speaking for? A woman's right to choose. They won't define a woman, but this is a right to choose. Follow the science, Schumer. Every single doctor, every single medical doctor and others who show up on TV to talk about the virus, the masks, and vaccines should be asked about the science of human reproduction. What exactly is that in the womb of a woman? And is it viable? Yes. At a younger and younger age, it's viable. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Stop paying for Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile social initiatives. Stop paying for their thousands of retail stores across the country that you never go to. Stop paying for their added perks that you never use. Pure Talk doesn't charge you for any of that garbage. Instead, they give you excellent 5G coverage on the same 5G network as one of those big guys for half the cost. The average family saving over $800 a year. Now, I made the switch, and it's the best decision you'll ever make. You can keep your number, keep your phone, or get great deals on a new phone, like a Samsung Galaxy 5G for less than $2 a month. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. Or choose unlimited data, and you'll still save a fortune. Go to puretalk.com and enter promo code Levin Podcast, L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code Levin Podcast. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Six percent reporting in Ohio. President Trump may get his guy. J.D. Vance at 27%. Matt Dolan at 22.6. Josh Mandel at 21.7. As I look at these counties, it looks like Mandel is winning in the most rural counties. It looks like Vance is winning in the most urban counties. Remember, these are Republican voters. And Dolan as well. So we shall see with 6% of the vote in. President Trump may get the guy he wants. And if he does, I just hope he is, as President Trump says, and the others, for that matter, all his supporters. Elizabeth Warren doesn't care about the Supreme Court as an institution. They're all in there saying, who cares about the leak? And we need to change the Senate. So this is the march towards destroying our constitutional institutions, checks and balances, towards mobocracy, and at the same time, autocracy, because that's what Marxism is about. It preaches democracy, but it supports mobocracy and the centralization of decision-making. And Kamala Harris is out there now saying that the goal is to ban abortion in every state. You see, they don't even run with this information from their perspective legitimately. They have to lie about what's taking place here. The opinion says, and I guarantee you she hasn't read it. She's too lazy, too stupid. I guarantee you Biden hasn't read it. He's too lazy, definitely too stupid. I guarantee you Schumer and Pelosi haven't read it. I guarantee it. But it doesn't matter. They think they have the issue. Abortion on demand, and they think 100 million women in this country, which they won't define, but 100 million women in this country will be the ones to make the determination. In the state of Ohio, with 7% reporting, J.D. Vance is 26.6%. Josh Mandel is just overtaking this guy Dolan into second place with 21.9%. Matt Dolan has 21.8%. Now, that's interesting. So Mandel picked up a little bit of space here, Mr. Producer. Who knows? But between Mandel and Vance, it is for almost 50% of the Republican vote with the two of them. So what's my contention? Well, Donald Trump has had a big impact because J.D. Vance was a distant runner. Mandel would be way in the lead. But he's still on his heels, I would argue. Wouldn't you, Mr. Producer, at this point? Elizabeth Warren. Let's move to cut 12 on this, Mr. Producer. Cut 12, go.
I've been on the record for a very long time that we need to get rid of the filibuster, and Roe is just exhibit A for the reason for that. The latest data suggests that about 69% of Americans, and that's Americans everywhere, not just Democrats, 69% of Americans, red states and blue states, young people, old people, want to see Roe preserved as the law.
That's not correct. She's a liar. And there are multiple polls. What's the problem with polls here, America? These are Supreme Court decisions that are supposed to be based on the Constitution. It has nothing to do with polls. But if you want to go by polls, if people in New York want abortion, they'll get abortion. If they want it on demand, they'll get it on demand. If they want it right up to the last second, they'll have it right up to the last second. So the polls are relevant in the states. So on the one hand, they say, look at the polls. And the Supreme Court would say, yeah, you're right. That has nothing to do with us. You can vote in the states and make your determination in the states. But polls have nothing to do with us. Public opinion has nothing to do with us. That's why we have lifetime appointments. We're making decisions based on the law. All right, we're going to continue monitoring Ohio. We have a wonderful guest next hour, Herschel Walker. Right now, 8% in, Vance at 26.5%. Josh Mandel, 21.8%. Matt Dolan, 21.6%. It's tight. I'll be right back. In November of 2020, the Democrats were up to no good. They were planning to pull off the greatest scheme of election fraud ever. They didn't think we would catch them, but we did. Find out what they did and how they did it in the brand new documentary film called 2000 Mules, directed and narrated by renowned filmmaker and our buddy Dinesh D'Souza, and executive produced by Salem Media Group, with research from TrueTheVote.org. What a team. 2000 Mules tells the story of the ones who tried to hijack a presidential election. And you'll see the actual video surveillance tapes. You'll see how they tracked their cell phones to box after box as they got paid to carry out this illegal scheme. Watch the movie and decide for yourselves. Attend a limited release premiere of 2000 Mules on May 2nd or May 4th, or join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Check your local listings and get your tickets today at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Folks, that's 2000mules.com. You really don't want to miss this. That's 2000mules.com.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. I'll be on Hannity tonight at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. 12% of the voting in Ohio. J.D. Vance, 25.7%. Matt Dolan, he's sort of the Bush Rhino guy, 23.2%, so he's 2.5 points back. Number three, Josh Mandel, 22%, so he's 3.7 points back. It's pretty tight. The worst outcome would be if this guy, Matt Dolan, wins. If he wins, it's going to be because Vance and Mandel split it. And people need to think about these things. People need to think about these things when they make endorsements and so forth, in my view. All right, let's listen to one more freak, fraud, phony. Jeffrey Toobin, who shouldn't even be on TV anymore, who famously tried to encourage a woman he was having an affair with to have an abortion. This isn't gossip. This has been written, and not by me. And she wouldn't, by the way. Nonetheless, he's supposed to be a legal analyst. And here's what he says last night about the leak, the violation of the Supreme Court and the first draft opinion. Cut 15, go.
If this is the opinion or something close to it is the opinion, it's worth remembering what the basis of Roe v. Wade and the Casey decisions were, which is the right to privacy, which the justices found implicit in various constitutional provisions.
Let me just say that never made any sense. How can abortion be a right to privacy when it involves another human being? And he says, okay, so the right to privacy, the reason they keep bringing this up, folks, is because then that they would argue it undermines gay marriage, it undermines all kinds of aspects that the court has used the privacy right for. And keep also something else in mind. This administration has violated privacy rights left and right. Your privacy rights don't have to always deal with sex, you know. And so this guy is a legal analyst. And he ignores the paragraph that specifically says the following. Unable to show concrete reliance on Roe and Casey themselves because the Solicitor General for Biden raised this. So I'll read it again. That overruling those decisions would threaten the court's precedents, holding that the Due Process Clause protects other rights. That is not correct for reasons we have already discussed. As even the Casey plurality recognized, Casey took Roe many steps further. Quote, abortion is a unique act, unquote, because it terminates, quote, life or potential life, unquote. Abortion is inherently different from marital intimacy, marriage, or procreation. And to ensure that our decision is not misunderstood or mischaracterized, we emphasize that our decision concerns the constitutional right to abortion and no other right. Nothing in this opinion should be understood to cast doubt on precedents that do not concern abortion. So they're addressing what they know will come. That is, the Jeffrey Toobin liars, the Chuck Schumer liars. They're saying, we know you're going to demagogue this. We know what you're going to say. But we want to blunt that right here. We're putting in black and white, and by the way, it's not an official opinion, just a draft, but nonetheless, that we're not doing what you're going to accuse us of. Folks, the Democrat Party lives on destruction, anarchy, chaos, division, anger, jealousy, and often violence. That's why they want to take January 6th and a piece of January 6th and keep hammering it and hammering it and hammering it to take the attention off of who they are and what they do. But there will be more of this. Remember, elect Joe Biden will have some level of normalcy, we'll have unity. It's completely the opposite. It was the opposite with Obama. They can't survive with normalcy. They constantly have to stir the pot, shake things up, attack the country internally. That's the nature. That's the being of the Democrat Party. It has to piece together these incredibly radical elements. And that's what it's doing. And that's what it continues to do. Period. Go ahead.
To privacy, according to the court, for decades has protected a right to purchase contraception. It is the right to have consensual sex with a person.
You see what
of the
I'm saying?
Sex.
They specifically say we're not doing that. They specifically say we are not doing that. Go ahead.
Different sex. It's related to the right to marriage of same sex or a different sex.
It says right here, abortion is inherently different from marital intimacy, marriage, or procreation. Everything he just said is a lie. Everything he just said is a lie. It's right here in the decision, the draft, that is. Go ahead.
There is no more right to privacy in the Constitution, as this opinion seems to suggest.
This opinion doesn't suggest anything of the sort. And I'm not going to even get into that issue. I'm just saying that's not what the opinion says. This is actually a fairly limited opinion. It's focused like a laser on Roe and the follow-up case, Casey. Go ahead.
All those existing precedents are also up for grabs. How much?
No, they're not. No, you're not. This is so damn irresponsible. So outrageous. Nothing is up for grabs. Nothing. This is a very smart, well-written draft, I would argue, and very narrow. Very narrow. Go ahead.
And regulate people's private lives is not just about abortion. This opinion suggests that there is no right to privacy in the Constitution.
So if you're one of the people watching CNN, even if you're a small number, low ratings, you know how people talk to other people, at work, colleagues, at the dinner table, and so forth. You're going to be spreading Jeffrey Toobin's lies. And he's not the only one saying these things. Biden is saying these things. Biden is saying these things. So the Democrats are trying to create as radicalized a situation as they possibly can, trying to upset and anger as many people as they possibly can. They want them to take to the streets. They want them to be violent. They empower themselves this way. This is who they are. This is what they want. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. Now let's go to John Meacham. He says he's a historian, but he sounds like a failed politician to me. And he's on the Morning Joe Schmo show, and the Morning Schmo doesn't have people on he doesn't agree with. So he's a historian, quote unquote, that's in the Schmo's back pocket. Cut 17, go.
Right now, if this draft decision, if the court were to go this far, you will have, as you were just saying, an extraordinary number of Americans believing that the system, in fact, is not capable of delivering justice, is not capable.
Look how this guy is contributing to the destruction of this country. Listen to him. That the court is not capable. Go ahead.
Affecting the popular will, even
it's not up to the court. This guy's a historian. It's not the court's job to reflect the popular will. What if the popular will supports slavery? Oh my God, this guy's a historian? Does he even know what the hell he's talking about? And the popular will is complex on this. Abortion, abortion on demand, late-term abortion, abortion for rape or medical purposes. I can go on and on and on. Or no abortion at all. What does he mean by the popular will? Go ahead.
And I think that, you know, one of the great questions of the era, the great question of the era, is are you and I, are we in this decade, are we up to democracy?
Are we up to democracy? It's not a democracy, you idiot. And the court, these are lifetime appointees. Are we up to democracy? He's talking to an individual that's promoting mobocracy and autocracy at exactly the same time. That's the nature of the Democrat Party. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Herschel Walker is running for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in the state of Georgia, seeking to replace a true radical leftist, Warnock. I mean, he's not even a liberal. He is way, way out there. Herschel Walker, how are you, sir?
Hello there. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on tonight.
It's a great pleasure. So, Herschel Walker, President Trump has endorsed you. A lot of people have endorsed you. And they feel that you can defeat this man, and it's so crucial to defeat this man because he's on the radical left of the Democrat Party, and if should he win a full term, 6 years of this, and it'll be very, very difficult to defeat him. What are the two or three or four top issues, do you think?
Well, I think one of the top issues is going to be looking at this economy. You look at this economy and see what's going on right now. And you and I believe in lower taxes, and I believe in getting rid of some of these regulations. I think we got to get this economy jump started again, and I think that's the way you do it, is getting this, getting taxes down, getting people able to do businesses. And then the next thing, I think we got to strengthen our national security. And, you know, they always use the term from Reagan, peace through strength. But if we don't continue to strengthen our military and our police, we're going to have no strength, and I can guarantee you we won't have peace. And I think we got to do that. We got to control the border. So those are very, very important things. So I think getting this economy jump-started again and also getting our national security together is going to help us out a great deal.
How does this look, your race in the Republican primary? From best I can tell, you're doing pretty well. Is that what you hear?
I am doing well, but one of the things I've told my group is, you know, we're up in the polls. We're way up in the polls, but I want to work like we're 20 points down. Right now, I want to work like we're 20 points down because, first of all, we work for the people. You know, as I look around and see a lot of these elected officials, it seems like they work for themselves. They've seemed to put America second, and we're not a second-rate country. You know, it seems like everything that's been going on with America is second. And whenever America leads, that's when things are happening good. That's when everybody's winning. But when America is not the leader, we have problems. And we got problems right now. We gave up all the energy. This economy is going wild. Crime has picked up so much, and that America's dream is gone now. Well, I want to help to get that America's dream back because this is the greatest country in the world, and I think some of our elected officials have forgotten about that.
Yeah, I certainly think that's right. Let me ask you something about the border and what's taking place on the border here. You see all kinds of people coming across the border. They're not being properly vetted. They're being passed through, processed as fast as possible. What kind of impact does that have on the city of Atlanta and the other towns and areas of Georgia?
That has a large impact because one of the things I learned during some of my listening sessions is 70% of the drugs coming into this country from the border goes through Atlanta, Georgia, which means that we're going to have human trafficking. You're going to have a lot of crime that is picked up, and we have to control the border. You know, what's so sad to me is we continue to have people that they pick up something and then they drop it and move to another thing to get the people very emotional. Because if we remember a couple of months ago, all these congressmen and senators was going down to the border. They was all hot on the border. And all of a sudden they left. Now no one seemed to be concerned about the border when yet you're just as you said, we have people coming into this country. They're not vetted. You talk about the vaccine. They don't have the vaccine shots. All these different things that's going on. And no one seemed to be recognizing it. And I'm not taking anything away from what's happening in Ukraine. But with the amount of money we're giving to Ukraine, but we're giving nothing to the border. And that is sad. One thing we've got to do is control the border. Other countries have walls around them to keep people from leaving. We want to put walls around us to keep people from coming in, and they need to come in the right way because there is a proper way of coming in. And what's so unique, there are some laws on the book that can help us control the border, but without even getting the people to control that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're a man of deep faith, aren't you?
I am a man of deep faith, and I will continue to have that deep faith. And I want everyone in America to have an opportunity to believe in their faith. Whatever faith that is, that's one thing that from the Constitution we're guaranteed. We're guaranteed our faith. We're guaranteed our right to speak freely. We're guaranteed to have a gun. And those are rights that we got to fight for. I think that's one thing we should elect people to office to do because they do take that oath. And if you remember, they take an oath that I would defend the Constitution of the United States of America. But yet they've gotten into office and they seem not to defend the Constitution anymore. Why don't we not hold them to the same standard that we hold military people that defend that, said that I would take the oath to defend this country, foreign and domestic, with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And if
mm-hmm.
they don't do it, we hold them to a certain standard. Why don't we do the same thing with the elected officials?
That's a great idea. Now, you see what's happened on the Supreme Court. Somebody leaked a draft opinion. The Democrats are now not much caring about the destruction of the Supreme Court and their confidential process there because they can't function without it. And today, like clockwork, they're all organized, same talking points, manufactured signs saying effectively that they represent 100 million women. And I don't know that there's 100 million women who want abortions. Do you, sir?
Well, I don't either. And I'm telling you what, I'm pro-life, and I do not apologize for it. I do not apologize for being pro-life. But one of the things we need to look at who leaked this out. Because mm-hmm. I think leaking this out is trying to now intimidate our Supreme Court justices. And I think that's what is really, really sad. Because we look back over the past couple of months and year, we see people that were such, they call leakers. And yet some of the people made them heroes. Where those heroes helped to destroy this country, helped to put this country down to where it's at. So maybe we need to now start holding these leakers accountable for what they're doing. Because right now it's in midterms, it's just around the corner. You see them now leaking something out. Well, that's sad, it's not right. And I think whoever did that need to be held accountable.
And yet the Democrats are treating whomever this person is as if they're a conquering hero, a civil rights leader, and that all the discussion about a leak is a distraction from the fact that the court wants to overturn Roe v. Wade. All that means is the states would decide, right, Herschel?
Well, that doesn't just mean the states will decide, but they also, they're not saying that this was not even completed. I don't think
you're right.
What they leaked out was even completed.
Can I hold you over?
Yes, sir.
Over the break. We'll come back with Herschel Walker. He's right. He's more right than I am. This isn't even the final decision. I hope it is, but it's not. We'll be right back with Herschel Walker. In today's digital age, where cyber threats loom larger than ever, safeguarding your personal information is paramount. So why is Congress considering a law that could put your credit card data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? This Durbin-Marshall credit card bill could jeopardize your financial data, make it more susceptible to cyber intrusions. It's a controversial bill that proposes a shift in billions of dollars worth of consumer transactions to payment networks that lack the robust security measures consumers rely on. Who could possibly want that? Well, the answer? Woke corporate megastores seeking to inflate their multi-billion dollar profit margins. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill will undermine our safe and convenient payment systems and endanger your data security. It's time to take a stand. Visit electronicpaymentscoalition.org. Make your voice heard. Tell your senators to oppose the radical Durbin-Marshall credit card bill, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Mark Levin, the great one.
The great one, Mark Levin.
Dial in now, 877-381-3811.
Every one of these Senate races impacts each and every one of you, no matter where you live, even if you don't have a Senate race right now. These senators vote on issues that affect you. Of course, they affect their states very specifically, but they affect the nation, too. Look at this whole issue with the court and abortion. We're talking to Herschel Walker, and his site is, if you want to help him, in Georgia or outside of Georgia, teamherschel.com, teamherschel.com. Herschel Walker, are you concerned about the future of the country? I don't just mean liberal versus conservative, but the Democrat Party, your opponent, should you win the primary and you're leading, that they are so radical that they are trying to destroy the institutions of the country, the history of the country, the books, the monuments of the country, that this is it. It's all on the line right now.
Well, just as you just said, that's the reason everyone got to get out. They got to quit sitting on the bench and get into the game, because this is the greatest country in the world. We can't sit back anymore. They're really trying to destroy this country. When they start messing with the economy, bringing the value of the dollar down, you see how crime is picked up in the street. The border is wide open. But yet they're still throwing all these tricks in our face, trying to get votes with everything that they're doing right now, which is not right. So I think America needs to stand up right now, or otherwise they're going to wake up tomorrow and not recognize this country, because that's what will happen. You know, they always talk about the peace through strength. They always talk about, you know, don't ask what my country can do for me, ask what I can do for my country. Well, right now, we got to stand up and do something for this country. And the way we do it is by putting the people in office that's going to do the right thing.
You know, a lot of Republicans, they get elected, they go to, let's say, the Senate, then they fall under the spell of the leadership in the Senate, and the leadership in the Senate does not really understand the nature of this threat, how fundamental and thorough it is, because many of them have been in Washington a long, 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 long time. Are you an independent conservative? You will do what you need to do, whether or not the leadership itself likes it?
Well, that's what I told them when I decided to run, because, you know, even though I got a lot of people that have endorsed me right now, but before they endorsed me, I told them that Herschel Walker don't dance and sing for anyone. One of the things that I said, I'm going to look at whether this is great for the country, that I'm great for this state, before I say yes to it or no to it. Then I'm going to see where it's great for the state before I say yes or no to it, or the country, because I think that's what we got to do. And I said, we got to come together, and I feel united. I'm a united. But at the same time, I'm going to do what's great for the people that have sent me to Washington, because that's what I'm supposed to do. I don't know anything else. You know, I played on great teams before, and I learned that the way you conquer and win is by coming together and fighting on one common goal. And you're right. I say, we got to come together, and I will fight by myself if I have to, because America is my family. The state of Georgia is my family, and I'm not going to let them go down the tubes by people that doesn't seem to want to care.
Mm-hmm. And that would be going a long way if you defeat in the general election your Democrat opponent, because he is an incredible radical, wouldn't you say?
He's very radical, and that's one reason I say it's going to be a tough race. It's going to be a tough race, mm-hmm. but that's the reason people got to get out right now, get out and support Team Herschel, become a part of Team Herschel. We got to continue to raise money. I want volunteers, but at the same time, I'm out doing the work as well. I want to hold him accountable. You know, 97% of the time, he voted right along with Biden. These policies doesn't work for Georgia. These policies doesn't work for the United States. And then at the same time, he is a pastor. He's a pastor that said that he believes in abortion. He's a pastor that said that, you know, he don't believe that the resurrection of Christ meant anything. And we got to hold him accountable to those words because, you know, like I said, we got to hold people accountable right now. Otherwise, we won't recognize America. Well, I love this country. I love this flag. We're the greatest country in the world. We're one of the newest countries in the world. But have you seen how much we had advanced? Our economy was strong. Our national security was strong. But right now, in just a short period of time, this administration has really put us behind the eight ball.
Yeah. Do you think you'll be able to make some major headway in the various minority communities?
Oh, I know I will make some headway. You know, first of all, I tell people I'm black and I got an ID, and a lot of my family got IDs. They're black as well. Most of them voted Democrat in the last election. They won't do it this election. I've been going around the state talking to a lot of people, not just the black and brown people, but they feel the same way. They're tired of this. They're tired of this. They want to see this economy to come down. They want to see lower gas prices. You know, they have to go to work. Some people, you know, they work paycheck to paycheck. Right now, to fill up your car, it's going to cost you $100. To go to the grocery store to buy milk and eggs is expensive now. Well, it's because this administration is not telling you the truth. They're talking about things that is not the truth. And you just heard Chuck Schumer talking about raising taxes. That's how we're going to help the economy. That's not true. I'm not sure what economist he talked to. That is totally not true. The way you help this economy is get rid of some of these regulations. Get rid of some of these regulations, get people to start opening up jobs back in this country here, getting people back to work, because a rising tide float all boats. And when this United States win, we all win. When the state of Georgia win, we all wins. And that's what we got to do.
All right, my friend, I think you're very, very impressive. I want to wish you all the best. People, go to teamherschel.com. When is the primary?
The primary is really early voting, started on Monday, May 2nd, and the election is May 24th, so I want people to continue to get out, become a part of Team Herschel, and I'm encouraging everyone, if you love America, you love what it stands for, you love the flag, you love lower taxes, you want law and order, you want all those things, Herschel Walker is your candidate. And I'll tell you what, get out and vote for Herschel Walker, because I will go to Washington and you'll see me fight for you.
And I believe that. And I think you'd be a power in Washington and in the Senate. And I wish you all the best, my friend. And if it doesn't hurt you, I'd like to endorse you as well. That is Herschel Walker for Senate.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to put you out there. He's coming in. Thank you.
God bless you. All right, man. Take care of yourself. Herschel Walker. That's a very positive candidacy, I think. I think he can do very, very well there. And we wish him all the best. All right, Mr. Producer, any phone calls for me to take that you think are worth taking? Okay, I'll be on Hannity tonight. Don't forget, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's just about 45 minutes from now. Let me give you information on what's taking place here in Ohio. J.D. Vance has 28.5% of the vote. Josh Mandel is 23.5% of the vote. This is what 22% of the vote in, about a fifth. Matt Dolan has 21.9% of the vote. So the way this is shaping up right now, with 22% of the vote, is Vance has about a 9,700 point lead, that is 9,700 voter lead over Mandel, and a 13,000 voter lead. Doesn't look like there was a massive turnout today in Ohio. I will tell you that. I know the weather was poor in parts of Ohio. And as I look at the election map, what I pretty much see in the majority areas where Vance is winning, it appears to be in and around the more populous areas. And Mandel seems to be winning in and around the more rural areas, excuse me, the western part of Ohio, the eastern part of Ohio, and the central northern part of Ohio, excluding the Cleveland suburbs. I think I have that about right. All right, Mr. Producer, to whom shall I speak? The great WABC, Andy Edison, New Jersey. How are you?
Hi, Mark. I've enjoyed your show for 20 years now. I just want to make a couple of quick points. You're welcome. The irony of all this is that Norman McCorvey, who was Roe, had that baby. She never went to trial. And the other point I wanted to make was, there was talk this morning that this leak might not be a crime. But even if it is a crime, nobody's held accountable for anything anymore. And that's the worst part of it.
And they try to create crimes to go after people like Trump or his staff or something like that. You're exactly right. And so what I'm going to propose here is, when the Republicans take over, they need a May 2nd committee. A May 2nd committee to investigate this, to get the text messages from leading Democrats, maybe even Supreme Court justices, who apparently don't have a problem with Donald Trump's taxes and texts and emails being delivered to every yokel district attorney that Soros has put in place. Maybe that's what we need to do. That is, the Democrats keep saying Congress has the final word. Okay, and if they lose Congress, certainly the House. I think McConnell is a weasel and a coward. So I think the Republican leadership in the House should take the bull by the horns and investigate this matter and get text messages, subpoena information, find out what, if anything, Pelosi knew or Schumer knew. I'm not trying to be conspiracy theorists here. What I'm saying is, the way this has all kicked in so quickly, maybe they were just anticipating it in 6 weeks, but whatever it is, it's like they moved right into attack mode. They all say the same exact thing. Now, they're relatively stupid people. So, you know they're conniving behind the scenes, even as I speak. They don't care about the institution of the Supreme Court. They've been undermining the Supreme Court for at least 3 years. They've been undermining the nomination process for decades. But a very, very good call. The irony is that Roe had her baby. And for a long period of time, she rejected the opinion that's named after her, didn't she?
Yeah, she turned into a pro-lifer.
That's right.
Before she died.
All right, my friend. Thank you for your call. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Reminder, I'll be on Hannity in about 30 minutes, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Gee, I wonder what we'll discuss, Mr. Producer. Now, the latest, kumquats, the latest in Ohio, 27% reporting. I think Vance is likely the winner, unless there's some pocket of votes, and I'm no expert on Ohio. He's got 29.2% of the vote. Josh Mandel, 23.6% of the vote. This guy, Matt Dolan, 21.9% of the vote. The sad thing is, if Trump had endorsed Mandel, he would have been the runaway winner. I bet he would have gotten over 50%. So we'll see if this party can unite in the general election. I hope so. We'll certainly do everything we can. I'm not calling this officially. I'm just giving my opinion. Looks like Mandel took the more rural areas. The question is whether there's enough people in these areas, in the oil patch, in the agricultural areas. It's interesting. The nationalist populists claim to represent all those people. They really don't. They're conservatives, traditional conservatives. So time will tell. We're going to have to keep an eye on what the Democrats are doing. They are absolutely rogue. They're absolutely destructive. We have got to win every one of these races. That's why I'm bringing candidates on this program. I am mission-driven. That's why I'm hoping in these primaries we can help to the extent you can. We can. The more conservative candidate to get the nomination, because it's going to be tough in Washington. Even if we win the Senate and the House, particularly in the Senate under Mitch McConnell, we cannot have people who are going to change their stripes, because those people will sell us out. I don't care what state they're from. It's a big problem. So we're going to continue to back candidates that have actual activist records, whether it's part of the Tea Party, whether it's part of conservative movement, some evidence of their conservative cred. Because when they get to Washington, they're going to come under enormous pressure. I also don't like this stuff where a guy like Peter Thiel comes in and buys a Senate seat. I don't like it. It bothers me a lot. If he wants to run for the Senate, he should run for the Senate. But to throw $13.5 million into a PAC, I don't dig that. I don't mind it in the general election when you're facing the Democrats, because that's what they do. But to swamp the others is just, it's just not, you can't claim to be a populist for the little guy when you have to rely on a billionaire to fund a campaign. I don't like it. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned. You never know. One of the things we didn't discuss today, but we will discuss tomorrow, is more about what's going on in Ukraine and Russia and so forth. We cannot ignore it. And when is the last time? When is the last time there was a discussion about the 9,000 American citizens who were left behind in Afghanistan? We never get a news update. Nobody's telling us anything. What is the administration doing to try and get these people out? As far as I know, absolutely nothing. Certainly nothing effective. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truck drivers. Thank you very much. And of course, the people in Ukraine, we stand with you. I'll see you at 9:30 p.m. Eastern in 30 minutes on Hannity on Fox. God bless each and every one of you.